Well, to South Carolina, where the National Guard is now assisting in search and rescue missions after historic and deadly flooding in the state this weekend. At least 9 people have died, 26,000 statewide don't have electricity, and 40,000 people still don't have water because of broken water mains. South Carolina's Governor Nikki Haley says water distribution sites will be up and running by this evening, and she said 3 hospitals in Columbia, the state capital, that had little or no water because of the flooding will not have to close.
The good news that we have in this is that we have 0 hospitals that are going to have to evacuate. And we have had a lot of heroes, but one in particular are the heroes that work at the Columbia Fire Department. They worked all night long to get the bulk water over to the hospital so that the hospitals didn't have to go down.
Well, joining us now is Columbia City Councilor Tamika Isaac-Devine. And Tamika, you say you knew it would be bad, but not this bad. How bad is it?
It is pretty bad. I mean, we were prepared for the worst, and we had a press conference on Thursday to make sure that our citizens were informed and aware, and we gave them tips on how to prepare themselves to be in the house, but we really did not expect the flooding to the levels that it has been. I mean, we have some neighborhoods that are completely underwater. We've had to do water rescues and evacuate people from their homes and apartments via boat, and so it's unlike anything that we've ever experienced before.
Oh, the pictures we're seeing are amazing. We saw a guy in a white pickup drive into high water, and then the next thing you knew, it was a river, and he was carried away, and a man went in swimming to try to rescue him. They both needed to be rescued. Did people not believe it or not take it seriously, or could maybe no one have expected that this is, you know, this is an historic rainfall?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both. I think that people, even who were preparing for it, did not expect that it would be this bad. But I'd also think that some people just weren't quite expecting or believing it. You know, we thought that the rains would really start hard on Saturday. And Saturday, although we had steady rain throughout the day, we did not have flooding. And so I think people really kind of thought, oh, well, this is another false alarm and we can just go about our business. And then people woke up on Sunday and they didn't necessarily, especially if they lived in the area that outside their immediate house, they didn't see flooding. People left. They went to church, early morning church services, and then saw the flooding and got stuck in their vehicles out on the streets. And so our first responders spent most of yesterday actually rescuing people from cars. And so it was just unbelievable. But I think now people really believe it, but now they're not prepared. And so we've got neighborhoods that are out of water. They don't have electricity. Our biggest university, the University of South Carolina, they're bringing in porta potties. It's just a very surreal situation.
Well, there are so many serious considerations. We saw a man who desperately needed medication for his mother, and a neighbor had a kayak and took him to get it, and he was, you know, in tears because it was a life or death situation. We know your husband went out this morning, and he works for a housing nonprofit. Can he get to his low income and elderly clients?
He has not been able to get to all of them. He has been able to at least via telephone confirm that people are okay. But as he's gone to try and check on a lot of his residences, he's found that roads are blocked off. We've got sinkholes that have come in some of the roads. And so there are neighborhoods that are really cut off from the mainstream. And so he's been unable to actually physically go and check on some people. It's an amazing situation that I don't think that for the depth of what we're seeing that we were really expecting it to be this bad.
Well, you're chair of the Environment and Infrastructure Committee, so you're going to be front row on some of those issues. But I just briefly before we let you go, I know people are cut off, maybe not talking as much as they would normally, but yours is a city that also was recently battered by that church shooting in which so many were killed inside a church. I'm just wondering how, you know, this is a lot for one place.
Yeah, but I think one thing that we learned definitely through this summer and everything that we went through with with the church shooting and understanding everything that we were having to deal with moving forward, is that we're a very resilient community and that people here are very caring and giving. I mean, although we've been encouraging people to stay in and we're still encouraging people to do that, we're getting inundated with calls and emails from people saying, what can I do? I know that people are stranded. I know people don't have water. What can we do? And so we're very confident that we'll be able to address the immediate needs of our citizens and then be able to plan long term to get back to where we need to be.
That's Tamika Isaac-Devine, city councilor in Columbia, South Carolina. Best to you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.